I seek refuge in Allah. I seek refuge in Allah, the all-hearing, all-knowing, from Satan, from Satan.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidi al-Anbiya'i wal-Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. It has been stated in Jami' Tirmidhi that Sayyidina Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I dedicate my entire time in reciting salat upon you. I dedicate my entire time in sending salutation and praises upon you. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, O Ubay bin Ka'b, if you do this, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove all your worries and forgive all your sins. Such a great blessing of reciting durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if you were to not do any other wazifa, if you were to not do any other prayer, if you were to not do any other lintels, and yet to recite durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that would be sufficient for us. So we should try to make a habit that if we do not recite any other prayers, then we should adopt reciting salat ala nabi, and that alone will be enough for us. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Welcome back to the program Deadly Sins, in which we talk about those sins which can ruin a person's life, which can take a person away from the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which can take a person away from the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, take him closer to the fire of hell and make him earn the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the topic which you have chosen today is a very sensitive topic. It is something which affects a lot of people worldwide. A lot of people are affected by it. A lot of people are going through it. A lot of people might want to do this. And what is that? That is suicide, taking your own life, putting yourself in pain, taking your own life because of the worries and the problems you have in this world. But it is something which is not new. Even though it is at the rise now, it is widespread, but it is something which happened in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that we accompanied the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Ghazwa Hunayn. We were in the battle of Hunayn, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed us about a person, that that person will go to hell. Then when we engaged in the battle, the same person fought fearlessly, bravely, and he got injured. Someone said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the person that you had declared to be a dweller of hellfire, few moments ago fought with courageousness, with fears, and he has passed away. His Eminence the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, he entered hell. As some people were on the verge of doubting the words of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, someone came and they informed them. They said that he did not die in the course of battle. However, he was seriously injured, and when night befell, he did not observe patience on the pains of those wounds, and he committed suicide. He killed himself. My dear brothers, this person, there are so many things to gain from this. Number one, the knowledge of unseen of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that before the battle, the Prophet is pointing at somebody and saying that he is going to go into the fire of hell. And later that word came to be true, that when he was engaged in the battle, when he was injured in that battle, rather than observing patience over those wounds and having the will to live, he decided he wanted to end the pain and agony, and he decided to kill himself. And due to this reason, he has entered the fire of hell. And then when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam heard this, he said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam recited the kalima, and then he ordered Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu to make an announcement. And Sayyidina Bilal made an announcement, only a Muslim will enter paradise. And undoubtedly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may support this religion even with the transgressor, even with the fajir. Meaning there are two things to be gained from this. Number one, that person, he committed suicide. He committed suicide, and due to him committing suicide, he will not enter paradise. And secondly, that person who committed suicide was a hypocrite. He was a munafiq. And when we do the work of deen, like in this hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said that Allah may support this religion with a transgressor, with a person who commits sins, with an open sinner. So when we do the work of deen, we should always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us sincerity, that He grants us ikhlas, that when we are doing the work of the deen, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes the work of deen from us because He is happy with us, because He is pleased with us, because He wants to see us in a good place. Because according to this hadith, even the enemies of Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can take work from them as well. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated another hadith, which is mentioned in Sahih al-Muslim, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that a man from the generations before you, meaning a man from the previous generations, he had a tumor in his body. And when it became incredibly painful for him, he took an arrow out of his quiver and he cut his tumor. And that resulted in so much blood coming out, which caused bleeding that could not stop. And ultimately he died to it. Your Rabb Azza wa Jal said, I have made paradise haram for him. Meaning this person, he had a tumor. And because of the immense pain and the agony he was going through, he got an arrow and he slit that tumor, which resulted in blood loss to the extent that he passed away. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I have made paradise haram for him. Meaning he took his own life, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused him to be thrown into the fire of hell. What is the definition of suicide? What is the meaning of suicide? Suicide is defined as self-killing. It is a grave sin, a haram act that leads to hell. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, translation from Kanzul Iman, O people who believe, do not unjustly devour the property of each other, except through trade by mutual agreements, and do not kill yourselves. Indeed, Allah is the most merciful upon you, and whoever does that through injustice and oppression, we shall soon put him in the fire, and this is easy for Allah. While explaining that part of the ayat, وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ, and do not kill yourselves, Sheikh Sayyid Na'imuddin Murad Abadi rahimahullah has stated in Khazainul Irfan that this ayah proves that suicide is haram, meaning the command of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has explicitly mentioned in the Quran that do not kill yourselves. And what is the reason that a person kills himself? What is the reason that a person, he does not have the patience to endure is? It is because he does not look at the bigger picture. Because a person thinks that if I stop this pain now, if I stop this agony now, then that is it, it is finished. But that is not the case. The pain and the worries of this temporary world are only as temporary as this world. And the pain and the punishment and the difficulties of the hereafter as only as eternal as the hereafter. Meaning if you think you can stop temporary pain by bringing eternal pain upon yourself, then you are mistaken and foolish. And similarly, suicide is something which has become a cancer in our society. It is something which is so major. According to some statistics, every 30 seconds a person is attempting suicide. That not 30 seconds go past that a person is committing suicide. Whether he is successful or not is a different matter. But the concept and the thought that every minute two people are dying due to suicide, this is a very major thing. In America, in 2020, this was the ninth leading cause of death. And that is one country in which it was the ninth leading cause of death. For people between the age of 14 to 25, it is the fourth major cause of death. Why is this? What is the reason for this fourth major cause of death? And the reason is because people at that age, when they go through difficulties, when they go through depression and anxiety, they feel alone. They do not have the right to go to speak to somebody. They feel like they cannot speak to anybody about their problems. They feel like they are alone. And upon that, if a person does not have the knowledge of Islam, if a person, he does not have the knowledge of the religion, then he cannot help himself by looking at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where he is looking at one difficulty and one problem, he overlooks the 100 ni'mat which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted him. Where he feels like one person does not love him, he forgets to see that there are 100 people who love him. Where he sees that he is inflicted in this temporary pain, he does not see the years of happiness. But my dear brothers in Islam and the viewers of Madni channel, we should not criticize somebody. We should not say to a person that he has weak iman, a person who has suicidal thoughts. We should not say to that person he has weak iman. Because the only thing that is keeping them alive is the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The only thing which is keeping them going is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that love and that fear which is in their hearts might be the reason that they come out of this dark state. That might be the reason that they break this barrier they have within themselves, and they might become happy and satisfied with the life Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted them. So one thing we need to keep in our minds, and we should practice this as well, is that when a person is in a state of difficulty, when a person is in a hard place, we should not burden him more. We should not make him feel bad about himself, but rather we should help him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said through Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that Allah does not help a person until he helps his brother. Meaning, until you help your brother, Allah will not help you. Allah does not help a nation that does not want to change themselves. So we should change ourselves and we should help our brothers. If somebody is going through difficulty, we should be a helping hand for them. We should be a shoulder for them to be able to lean upon and get back on their feet. But rather, what do? If a person is in a bad state, if a person has fallen down, we start to kick him. We start to make him feel bad. We start to remind him of the bad he has done. We say to him that you have placed yourself in this, or in your own position. That may be that case, but in this moment in time, he does not need to hear this. If you do not have anything good to say, if you cannot make that person's day better, if you cannot help him anyway, then being silent might be enough for him. Because for some people, they feel like they are so alone that nobody wants to listen to them. They do not have anybody to speak to. So if you are there just for them and you stay quiet and you just listen to what they have to say, then that might be a changing point for them. That might be the reason that they change themselves. And think of the reward that you will get, that you are saving a life of a human being. You are the reason that a person has not committed a major haram act. You are the reason that a person has not committed a deadly sin. And you will not even know about this. And that is the beauty of it, that on the day of judgment, people will wake up and they will see heaps of reward. They will see mountains of reward for them. And they will say, Ya Allah, we do not remember doing such and such a thing. But it will be because they might have said something which caused the change in another person's life, and they are rewarded for this. They might have given something to somebody and they benefited from it, and the reward of that benefit this person is getting into his account, which he will only see on the day of judgment. This is the beauty of Islam, that sometimes you do something, you forget about it, you do not comprehend it, you do not remember it, but Allah does not forget. Allah does not forget, and He remembers it, and He rewards you for this when you need it the most, and that is on the day of judgment. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. It is mentioned in Sahih al-Bukhari that one who would commit suicide will be tormented with the same tool with which he killed himself. Meaning a person, he kills himself in a certain way, then he will be punished in that way in his grave in the hereafter. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever killed himself with a weapon of iron, he will be tormented with the same weapon of iron in the fire of hell. It has been stated by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in another place, he who throttled himself shall keep on throttling himself in the hellfire, and he who stabbed himself shall keep on stabbing himself in the hereafter. People feel like suicide is the way out. People feel like suicide is the way to get rid of these agonies. Imagine the pain you go through when a person kills themselves. Imagine the pain of slitting your throat or your neck. And then imagine being punished in that same way, day in, day out, for the hereafter, for eternity, for as long as you want. Remember, if a person considers a haram act to be halal, then he has left the fold of Islam. Meaning, if a person, he considers suicide to be permissible, and in this state he commits suicide, then there is no forgiveness for him in the hereafter. However, if a person considers suicide to be impermissible, but still have these thoughts in him, this will not make that person a disbeliever. It is only when you consider a halal act to be haram, or a haram act to be halal, is when you leave the fold of Islam. And this is something that we need to keep in our minds, that people commit sins, but you should not consider that sin to be permissible. Because when you consider that sin to be permissible, that is when you are at the grave danger of losing your iman. And like the hadith mentions, that a person who uses a tool to kill himself, he will be punished with that same tool in the hereafter. So we should not adopt suicide as an option. We should stay away from it. And we should seek help. And we should help those brothers or sisters that we know that might be in difficulty. And we should pray for them. Remember, prayer, dua, is the weapon of a believer. Dua can change people's destinies. So when we do dua for ourselves, we should do dua for our Muslim brothers and sisters who we know are in a state of difficulty. Maybe through your dua, that dua you do privately for your brother. Remember, friends have rights upon their friends as well. And one right is to help your friend in the state of difficulty. And how can you help him? You can help him through his faith. Or the better way you can help him is behind his back, praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you are alone with your Rabb, when you are alone with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you raise your hands, you do dua for your friend. That is a sincere friendship you have between each other. And maybe through your dua, maybe through your prayer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it easy upon that person and removes that difficulty for him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran that people will be tested. And how will people be tested? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, translation from Kanzul Iman, and we will surely test you with some fear and hunger and with decreasing of wealth and lives and crops, and give glad tidings to those who patiently endure this. Those who say when calamities befall us, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Indeed, we belong to Allah, and indeed it is to Him we are going to return. These are the people upon those that are the blessings from their Rabb and mercy, and it is they who are on the right path. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us in the Quran that we will surely test you by decreasing your wealth, your lives, your crops, hunger. And the best of you are those who are patient upon the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in which it is said that if an action befalls you, if something happens to you, then do not say, if I did such and such a thing, if so and so, because the word if, it causes doubt in the person's mind. But rather say that it is indeed Allah destined and He made it happen, meaning to stay content and happy on the rida, on the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, brings peace to the heart, because you know that your Rabb loves you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you, and He wants to treat you with goodness, and what He has willed for you is goodness. So the little difficulty you go through, the little hardship you go through, if you are patient upon this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you. What is the promise of the Quran? Inna ma'al usri yusra. That after hardship comes ease. If you are going through hardship, it is not going to last forever. The hardship you are going through, Allah knows of that hardship. That same Lord that is making you go through this difficult time is the same Lord which is going to make it easy for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not abandon the people as long as they do not leave Him. So we should always have hope and mercy, and look towards the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and always remember the promises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made for us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the promise that verily with hardship comes ease, verily with hardship comes ease, that if you are going through a difficult time in your life, that might be financially, domestically, economically, whether you are jobless, whether you are having problems with your spouses, whether you are finding it difficult to earn halal rizq, whatever it may be, have trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And never ever think to resort towards suicide. Because like we have heard, that suicide is not the answer, but rather it is the thing which will lead you into so many destructions and tribulations. Think about your mothers, if anything. Think about your parents. Think about your siblings, that you'll kill yourself. You kill yourself once, but your mother and father will die every single day, knowing that what could we have done better for our child? Was it our fault? That psychological trauma which it leads onto people. You think you are finishing your life, but by you leaving, you are finishing the life of so many people around you. Sometimes you do not even know the impact you have on people, and it shatters people's lives around you. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from this evil and major sin, and help the brothers and sisters which are going through difficulty. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make them realize that it is not the answer and they are not alone. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always safeguard us. Ameen bijahin nabi al-ameen wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
I seek refuge in Allah. I seek refuge in Allah, the all-hearing, all-knowing, from Satan.